Attention everyone, this is an emergency broadcast. The loud frequency coming from your radio is not a mistake. Do not turn off your radio, but instead turn up your radio as loud as it can go. Do this so we can broadcast this frequency as loud as possible.
Welcome to the Game Stuff. I'm your host for this week, Kalai, and joined with me is Joseph. How are you doing today, Joseph?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Kalai?
Not too shabby. So let's get into what have you been playing, Joe?
I've been playing quite a few things. I bought a lot of stuff off the flash sale, which was a mistake because I'm never going to get through my backlog if I keep doing that. So that's a problem, but I mostly been playing... I finished up Final Fantasy 15. I finished up the campaign. I really enjoyed it. I really liked the story. I will admit right now on the show, I am not going to go for the platinum because I have no interest in grinding out those levels. I know that you got the platinum, right? Finally? Did you finally get it?
I technically got it. It doesn't show up on my PlayStation Network, but we're going to go with I got it. Easy platinum. Why wouldn't you want a platinum?
It's an honorary platinum. I don't know, I just don't want to go through the level grind. Like, I'm so low level to where I need to beat that stupid fucking turtle.
What level are you?
So,
you can beat 45. The level. You can beat it really, really easily. Here's what you do. You have the ring that sucks its health.
Oh, yeah.
You suck its health, and then when you take damage, you warp. So every time you lose mana from using the ring, you literally keep warping between two stones. So you suck all your health and get your health back. Then you have no mana. You warp over to the next stone. You have all your mana back. And then you go ahead and do that again, where you just go back and forth and back and forth.
Is he vulnerable to death?
I don't know, because I literally jumped between rock and rock. And after I realized it, what I had to do, I think it took me like 15 minutes to do the fight.
Really? It's that quick?
Can be that quick. It's just the first time it was a little grindy because I kept trying to hit him, but then when I figured out to use the ring and just suck his health, he couldn't touch me. So I just literally, like, I think that the second time I did it within 10 minutes. Try that fight with that and see if that works for you.
All right, maybe I'll try that then. Yeah, other than that, I only have like 6 other trophies, and I think all of them are just the skill class stuff, photography, the fishing, survival, all that stuff. And that I could get in like probably like a few hours with each character if I really like
survival
grinding
them out. Easy to get. You can actually take a rubber band and put it between your two joystick.
Oh yeah, I'm doing that now for Rocket League.
Exactly.
As we speak, cuz I need to get those kilometers, cuz I'm not going to play that game enough to get the, I think it's like 50 kilometers drive or whatever. It's like ridiculous. I mean, the platinum in that game is like really rare. I think Alex has it, but that's about it that I know of that has the platinum in Rocket League. But I only have 2 trophies left in Rocket League. I'm playing that a lot. I really like Rocket League. I do need to play with a friend, so I need someone that has it to play it with me so I can get that trophy. And then I only have like 1 other trophy left.
I might be able to.
Other than that, I started playing a whole bunch of stuff because, like I said, I bought a bunch of stuff off the flash sale. So I've bought Rise of the Tomb Raider. I really like it so far. I think it's a step up from the last game as far as like presentation and controls and everything go. They just took the ball that they created the last game and they kind of ran with it this time. Still playing Crash Bandicoot because it's awesome. And about done with the first game, halfway through the second one, and the third one I don't even think I've started yet. And then other than that, before we started the show, I was telling you how I was playing Game of Thrones, and it's the most boring Telltale's game ever. I really want them to fix the Telltale games in the future. Like, I don't like the way their trophy system works. It's kind of like you just sit through the game and they give you all the trophies. I wish they would go back to the way that it used to be, where it was like Jurassic Park and Back to the Future, where you actually had to do certain things in each level to get the trophies, and they were missable because it ups the replay value. I know a lot of people don't want to replay games, but I, for one, find it comforting that I know that there's some replay value in my games. What do you think, Kalai?
I really like the fact that I could just play through it and get an easy platinum. So I do not want to, because I don't like to replay games. I like to play a game once.
Hashtag chumping.
Now, here's a question for you. Did you read the Game of Thrones books?
Yes, I did.
How boring is the Telltale Game in comparison to the books? Because there are points where the books just drag on. I mean, when if you read them all, Brianna walking with Jaime for like 20 chapters.
Yeah, well, I mean, you gotta think, like, Martin's real inspirations were like Tolkien and stuff like that. So he took a lot of inspiration from Tolkien and the way he, in his writing style and the way that he delivers his message. And it's awesome. I like how it's overdone, because when you have something that explains everything so thoroughly, like the characters, the background, everything in the story and in the world, it makes it a lot easier to adapt. And it made it really easy for HBO to bring the show to life. Same thing. It's kind of similar to what they did with Lord of the Rings. You just had such good source material that it was really easy to draw from it and create something.
Okay, I was just curious, because I was like, well, I slashed through the books 3 times. I think I can get through a Game of Thrones Telltale Game.
Buyer beware. It's boring. It's literally like probably one of the easiest Telltale games, though, because there's not a lot of times where, like, there's a quick time event where you're gonna die. There's only a few chapters that really do that. So for the most part, like, I think I just set it up on my computer and I walked around cleaning my house, and then if I died, I was like, oh, I gotta sit here and beat this quick time event, and then I just went about my business. I'm not even literally paying attention to the story, like, because I played the first chapter and I was bored out of my mind.
Ooh.
So I was like, screw this game, I'm just gonna go through it and get the platinum. But what have you been playing, Cly?
Well, about 30 minutes before we start recording, I beat Fire Emblem Birthright.
Congratulations. From one Fire Emblem player to another. How many hours did it take you?
I don't really know. I didn't look, actually. I just, probably about 30, 40. I can't remember.
That's about right. It's shorter compared to Awakening, as far as like how long it takes to get through the story. And there's not a lot of paralogues compared to Awakening.
Nintendo creeped me out just slightly, because there is a situation, apparently. Do you know Ryjima, Ryjioma, whatever, your brother?
Ryomi? Or Ryom?
Because I play a girl, I have these choices, and he became my husband, and after he became my husband, Nintendo didn't fix the translation. It didn't take into account,
nice.
So I kept calling him brother.
Awesome. What'd you think of this? What'd you think of the game?
I liked it a lot. I'm going to go back and, of course, play. I got the collector's edition, so now I've got to play.
As did I.
Yeah, I got to play the next one. I got to play the second one. It's on my list.
It's the only game I regret buying physically, ever. And I'm a huge Fire Emblem fan, but I like to own all my Fire Emblems digital, because I play them all the time, and I don't like switching cartridges. And that's the only cartridge that literally sits in my 3DS. I sold all my other physical media for my 3DS. That just sits in there.
And then I picked up Splatoon.
How are you liking it?
I'm liking it. I haven't even had a chance to actually start the single player campaign, which I really wanted to, but I just didn't.
She just delved right into multiplayer. You just went right in there.
Yeah, I just went in there. I played with my cousin. And then when my cousin went to bed, Philosophy was on. He jumped in.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Then the next day I played with my husband.
What level are you already?
Like 7.
Damn,
but
it's pretty good.
But here's the thing. Nintendo touted this app that was coming out, and you're going to be able to squad up and get into games right away with your friends. No.
Not up, is it?
No. Well, it's up, but it's pretty bad. I mean, pretty bad. So you can start a private match. You cannot get you and your friends into a public match, which is a problem, because I want to squad up. My husband wants to squad up. Philosophy wants to squad up. You are going to eventually might get the game. You might want to squad up with us, and we might want to go play, but we can't. We have to join on each other, and you have to sit there for 5 minutes or 3 minutes and wait for your friend to finish his match, so hopefully you get paired with him.
Oh my god. So it's a big like pairing thing where you have to sit in a window in basically a lobby until you all get paired up before you can start?
Well, no. One person joins the game, and then the other people have to join on them. And it doesn't allow you to join while they're matchmaking. So what's happening?
Wait, what?
Yes. So they'll get into a game. They'll find that game. And if there's no slots left, you have to wait the whole 3 minutes till the game's over to hopefully get into the next match and get paired up with your friend, which they are very good at pairing up with your friend. But then once you're paired up with your friend, the system's not smart enough that they realize you want to stay together. One match, we might be fighting together. The next match, we might be fighting against each other.
Oh, okay. So it randomizes every match?
It it randomizes every match, then what I'm hearing with the talk features, which I'm not even using the talk features, I'm going to PlayStation, because I'm hearing that it's about killing an iPhone battery in about 35 minutes from...
Wow, 35 minutes?
You can't turn the app off. You can't go into standby, because if you go into standby, it will stop your chat. You can't actually go to any other apps. It will stop your chat.
Wow, that's crazy.
So, like, you're going to have to sit there like, oh, here's a system that's on the go, but you have to have this wire to charge another wire. They could have done better, and hopefully they'll fix it. Hopefully, with the upcoming, you know, people will complain, and hopefully Nintendo will actually turn around and actually fix the game.
Yeah, they'll fix it. I think they'll fix it. It's Nintendo. They usually fix things. I mean, it takes forever, but they'll fix it.
The other one I've been playing is Danganronpa Ultra Despair on the Vita.
I really want to buy that for PS4.
It is a lot of fun. I recommend it on the PS4 over the Vita, because it is a little bit more of an action game.
Why didn't they cross buy that game?
I don't know. That would have been smart.
They should just cross buy everything at this point. I don't know why there's physical media for Vita. But then again, I mean, sorry, Daryl.
But here's the thing. That you played the original games, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know how you have the truth bullets?
Yeah.
Well, they're actually literally bullets now. You have to shoot people.
Oh, that's awesome. So it's like a shooting game?
Yes. Which is great. Except the Vita is terrible.
Tell me you use the touch controls to shoot on the back.
No, you use
left
to aim, right to shoot.
Okay, well, that's not too bad.
It's not too bad, but it's very awkward. Like, a PS4 controller would have been so much more comfortable, and I didn't even realize it when I bought it. But, I mean, it's a lot of fun. I really think it's a nod to hentai, if you know what a hentai is.
Yes, I know what a hentai is.
Because it's very much, oh, we're a schoolgirl, and, you know...
So it's like Gal Girl?
It probably is, but...
Or Gal Gun, I'm sorry.
It is kind of like Gal... Well, I've never really played Gal Gun.
Oh, yeah. Go play Gal Gun.
Nods to being dirty. And it, like, tells you, like... There's one scene where one of the characters, Genocide Jack, is dreaming about the guy that she's in love with, and they're just talking, but they're face to face with each other, mm-hmm. and all you don't even from the neck down, so it's she's like, oh yes, I understand what you're saying, and I'm like, oh my god, this is really bad. Now if the game didn't think that you caught that she was dreaming about having sex with him, they make it even more apparent when white stuff squirts all over your Vita. So yes, it's a little bit on the dirty side. So.
Oh, nice. Is that a $30 game? Or is that a $40 game?
It's a $30 game.
That's not bad. I mean, that just makes me weary that it might get into the wrong hands because it's on the cheaper side of things, and with parents not checking what their kids buy a lot of the times, that just weirds me out that could get into the wrong hands.
And it's like an 18-hour game.
Yeah, it's decent. I read a review on it. They said it was really good, so I might pick it up eventually. I have to finish the second game still. I beat the first. I just haven't beaten the second one.
I beat the first and the second.
It's in the backlog.
You know why I'm playing this one? Because I'm getting I got the collector's edition of the new one coming out.
The third one in September? Yeah. Yeah, I have that. I have pre-order.
So I have to beat the game so I can play the new one. So
I'm going to be broke in September and October. There's too many things coming out.
Oh, yeah, right? Believe me, I know. I had to resist the urge. I was looking at Mobile Alliance today, and I said to myself, we have way too many backlogged games. You need to beat some...
Don't go down that rabbit hole.
So, I stopped myself today, Joe.
I don't know. If you pick that up, though, you can play a philosophy of myself, because we both have it, so...
But you guys are more night people than I am, so...
Oh, very, very true. Yeah, we'll be up till probably 3 a.m. playing that.
So I gotta think of these things, and I really need to beat some games.
So besides what you're playing, I know that, if you want to touch on it real quick, I know you picked up the new Amiibos this week, correct?
Oh, yes, I did. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Did you want to see my Corinne?
Very nice. I have one as well. They're all sitting back there, but I don't feel like moving the camera.
By the way, the new ones, actually, the new Splatoon ones are actually really, really, really amazing if you like to pick them up. So here is the original Splatoon. I'm going to show it to you in the camera.
I'm sorry you guys can't see this at home.
I don't know if people... Yeah. This is the new one in comparison.
Much more detailed.
It's more detailed, it's more vibrant in colors. It is just amazing. So if you're into collecting the amiibos, I suggest you go out and get the new ones. They're kind of nice. Bayonetta ones are amazing. I don't know if you saw the Bayonettas.
I have both of them, yeah.
Oh, you have both of them?
Yep. Yeah.
I have both of them too, so I just...
They're going for like $50, $60 on eBay and Amazon right now.
Really?
Already, yep.
Maybe Player 2 because it's a rare one?
Both of them.
Wow. Together or separate?
What happened?
Together or separate?
No.
$50 each?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, wow. Each. Not together, each.
So the other thing that I've been playing is going to bring us to our topic.
Oh, very true.
Yes, on June 12th, I believe it started, yes, June 12th, Oculus is doing the Oculus of Summer. They have dropped their headset down to $399. It includes 6 games. The games that are included are Lucky's Tale, Medium, Toy Box, Quill, Dead and Buried, Dragon Front, and Robot Recall. Lucky's Tale, if you followed E3, is coming to PSVR. It was announced at the E3 show. Here's the question. What is the current state of gaming and VR, and what do we want to see for the future? I've been really enjoying it. I'm really, really loving it. I've been starting to explore apps and stuff through the Oculus Rift store, and I found one really cool app that will allow me to stream my Xbox One into my VR headset.
That's pretty cool.
It actually makes it more of a theater experience. And the cool part is because of the headset is very surround sound. So you get a much better sound quality. And as if I had the Hue lights, the lights in the theater of whatever you're looking at, it like goes down, it comes up. It's really, really interesting. Let me start talking about the games. I got a chance to play Lucky's Tale. It is a platformer, a VR platformer. Really was hard to get used to. Like, I got used to it pretty quickly, but you have this disconnect. Because if you've ever played any kind of Mario game, or even Mario 64, you know how that camera moved?
Mm-hmm.
It feels like your whole entire body is moving, but you're not moving. So your brain sees.
Well, your brain thinks you're moving it.
And your body isn't. It is the weirdest thing. It was so much fun. I keep playing it, so I'm a little addicted to that game. And I got a little stuck, of course, and quit. Now, some of these, like, Toy Box, I didn't even pick up. I know it's free. I have it. I haven't even started that. Dead and Buried, I haven't had started. Dragon Front, which is a collectible card game, I tried that one. But that one I had a lot of fun with. Decided to go with the single-player campaign. Cannot beat the campaign. It's really hard. But a lot of fun. I keep trying. But the game that really, really got me is Robo Recall. Have you heard of this game?
I have not.
Okay. So the studio behind it is Epic Games.
Oh, cool.
The same makers as Gears of War.
Bulletstorm.
Yes. And so I put this on. I sat down at first. I didn't realize this is a game you have to stand up because you got to use the motion controls. First of all, it scared the crap out of me. I screamed. I'm surprised my husband didn't hear me downstairs. But then what you're doing is you're destroying robots. It's a robot uprising and they just come at you and it's just a shooting game, plain and simple. You put your hands down to your hips, you pull up your hand, you got your reload, your gun, you put your hand behind your back, you get a shotgun.
Oh, that's cool.
It is amazing. It's very, very well done. I'm actually very, very excited. That being said, VR is still very in its infancy, especially with games and a high price point.
Yeah, I think the point of entry is what really gets a lot of people.
It does get a lot of people. Now, do you own any kind of VR set?
I do not. It's not due to the point of entry, but we'll get to why I don't in a bit. Do you have any other things to say, or do you want me to get into it now?
Well, let's get into it now, and we'll go from there.
Okay. All right, so the reason I don't own any VR is because, one, I am not very keen on VR. Two, I think it's not going to last very long. And three, I mean, while the price of entry is high, I just don't think the quality of games are there. And I think that with the way gaming works nowadays, if stuff doesn't work out quickly, it gets abandoned quickly. So they're not going to give it enough time for it to get to where it needs to get, unfortunately. I would love to see it get there, but I don't think it will.
VR, I believe VR has a catch-22. And here's the catch-22. You want to buy a system that has games. If I spend $400, $700, $500, I want to make sure there's games. The developers want you to buy them. They know that when they produce a game for the system, it's being bought, and they're not wasting their time. When you have a high point of entry, you're going to have a low point of games, and it's, I think it's going to be slower than originally thought, but I think it will take off. I just think that with what Oculus is doing at $399, you get a really good deal. I think they're trying to raise that bar of people going out and buying the system so the developers will start producing more games.
I think that the developers will make more games for it if there's more of an install base. I feel like they have the same problem Nintendo had. So Nintendo with the Wii U, they couldn't sell the thing, so no one made games for it. And I think that VR has the same problem, except they have too expensive. The thing is, so if you're going to spend $400 on a VR set, you could buy a brand new home console, or you can pretty much piece together, you know, a PC for a little bit more than that and just have a PC that doesn't have VR, but you'd be able to play games on it. So why would you spend the extra money to play VR unless you're really invested in VR? Like, I feel like the people who went out and bought PSVR, there was two sets of people. There's people that bought the hype and wanted one really bad just because it's a new thing on the block and they needed to have it. And then there's the people that really understood what they were buying, and they understood that this was basically your entry level. You're only going to get a few games here and there. They're not going to be super great quality, and they're not going to be lengthy, but you're going to get a VR experience, a good VR experience, but not the best VR experience. Those are going to come down the line. What you're investing in now is promise of something later, and I just can't get into investing in a promise down the road, unfortunately.
Right, so when I originally was looking at VR, I was like, oh, I'm going to get a PSVR. It's $399, that's a great price point, and I don't want to spend $700, plus I didn't have a computer.
That makes sense.
So on top of that $700, you have to buy a computer.
Well, yeah, it makes sense. I mean, that's probably why a lot of people buy PSVR too, because they don't have to go and buy a computer and an Oculus Rift or an HTC Vive. Like, they can just go and buy a PSVR, hook it up to their PS4, and it works. It takes up a lot of space. And the wires are huge on the PSVR. I mean, it's...
wires everywhere. Everywhere. There's a camera. There's wires everywhere.
It's so ridiculous.
I'll admit that.
Besides that point, I mean, my thing is, like, if you're going to have a VR system and you're not going to have any games for it for almost, what is it, a year now? It's been out, like, almost a year now.
PSVR out last October.
It's kind of a problem.
It is kind of a problem. And that's where I was going at with this. So my husband said I had to get a new computer. My computer was pretty much dying, and I use my computer a lot. So I was going to get just an inexpensive computer. And my husband's like, no, if you want VR, I want you to get a good VR computer. So I spent a lot of money on my laptop for down the road when I would get VR, because he made the point. So the first point that he made is that I will probably get less motion sickness with an Oculus or a Vive because it's higher quality, of course, than the PSVR. The second thing I came up with, and I realized that, is that if you're going to support a platform of something you want to grow, you're going to be better at it on the PC, because PlayStation has to actually go to these companies and say, we want to have a deal. We want your game on our product.
It's not really open source. Yeah, I get what you're saying. It's harder to get things on there.
And I get a lot more options.
I mean,
through Steam and Oculus.
It's cheaper to program for a PC too.
That's why I wound up going with it. That being said, I love it. I'm having so much fun with it. I was so excited yesterday when I figured out that I could stream my Xbox One to the VR headset. Then I found the Hulu app. So I logged into Hulu so I can watch...
You can watch any TV show through your Oculus?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. I would just lay down and watch Oculus all day.
Yeah, it's so weird.
It'd be like going back to the Virtual Boy. Where I just lay there with my Virtual Boy over my head.
Come on, the Virtual Boy.
Yeah, I bought one, people.
5 minutes. You could get 5 minutes before you were sick.
I had
you
one.
Start seizing.
Jesus, I think thing was horrible. But I own it, so.
Yes, everything distracts me when I play games. Like, my phone goes off, and I'm like, okay, let me see what's going on. But when you're in the Oculus, it's different. It's kind of interesting. It's a really interesting experience. Now, the other game that I picked up, because I was really smart. If you decide you hear this episode and you want to get one, Amazon did a really good deal, which I didn't get, because when you have it at 3 o'clock in the morning and I'm dead asleep, Amazon, screw you.
I'll be up. I can buy that.
Did you see what they were doing for Prime Day?
No. No. What'd they do?
$399 for the Oculus VR, plus they gave you a $100 gift certificate to Amazon.
Wow, that's pretty decent. You could just shove that right back into buying media for it.
Exactly. But of course, I didn't get that deal because I'm asleep at 3 o'clock in the morning. So what I wound up doing was I got smart and went to Best Buy. Best Buy, the only ones they have in stock to sell are the EVE Online ones. So they dropped the EVE Online bundle down to $3.99. And so I got all six games that are being offered with the Oculus Rift. Plus I got EVE Online.
Oh, nice.
I wouldn't buy normally because a lot of games, like even Rocket League, you talked about how you like Rocket League. Rocket League makes me sick. I actually get motion sickness from Rocket League. Let me try EVE Online. I get into this thing. I couldn't make it through the tutorial because I didn't actually get motion sickness, which was a huge thing for me. Like, I get really motion sickness. But it was just so bizarre because it's real flight simulating combat in outer space.
That's awesome, though.
I flipped myself upside down.
But that's cool, though.
I did all kinds of stuff. I was like, I jumped back in because I was like, I'm going to do this. And I got back in and I actually got to play some matches.
Did you get any motion sickness while you're playing?
No. No, I didn't, which was really, really amazing. When I tested the PSVR, I did get a little motion sickness with that.
I got a tad bit from the PSVR because the only game I was like itching to play was Until Dawn. I was like, I wanted to play Rush of Blood so bad. And I was like, I love Until Dawn. And I, for those who don't know, like that's my favorite PS4 game. Until Dawn, I love that game. I'm a really big slasher movie fan. I really like the game. I played Rush of Blood at my friend's house, and I got a tad bit of motion sickness because, I mean, you feel like you're on a roller coaster, and I'm deathly afraid of roller coasters, so that probably lended a little bit to the effect. But I found the game was really fun, and I found that it worked really, really well. And then he showed me... What did he show me after that? I was playing some game that has a rifle to it. If anybody at home knows what it is, just let us know. But it had a rifle, and like you used the rifle to shoot in the game, but you used your eyesight to like basically look around and aim, and it was pretty cool. I liked it. But is it gonna make me buy one? No. If Resident Evil couldn't make me buy one, nothing will make me buy one.
Well, here's the software that I'm a little annoyed is only on the PSVR, and if you're listening to me out there, and you know who you are, you need to put this out on the Oculus because I want to play this. There is if your friend still has VR, you need to go buddy-buddy and go play this game because it is a free download. It's free.
Wow, it's free.
Danganronpa.
There's a free Danganronpa game? That's cool. I did not know that.
Virtual reality.
That sounds fun.
I don't know.
Hopefully it's not like Ultimate Despair.
Right? I could only imagine how scary that would be.
That'd be hilarious. I would laugh so hard. Okay, so what do you feel about developers double dipping with VR purchases? So, for instance, what I'm basically getting at is they announced Fallout 4 and Doom at E3 were going to be available for VR this fall. But you have to rebuy the game entirely to play them in VR. Do you think that's fair?
Yes, I do. Because the ones that are... A good example is the original Tomb Raider. Or the second Tomb Raider. It was the second Tomb Raider. Do you know there's a VR experience with that game?
Yes, I do.
It was free. And all you did was look around her mansion.
Yeah.
But with Fallout, you can play the entire game. I don't know about you. I played 60 hours of Fallout.
Game's gorgeous.
Without even completing the game yet. If I'm paying $60 for a 60-hour plus virtual reality game, I think it's appropriately priced.
See, what I'm thinking is... It's fair in one sense and not fair in another. I say it's fair technologically because I don't think that they could just patch the game to make it work in VR. I don't think that's how it works. You can't just throw a patch in there because it would be a ridiculously sized patch and no one would be like, oh, well, that's going to take up my entire hard drive because we're still living in a world where you get a 500 gig or 1 terabyte hard drive as your biggest option when games take like 50 gigs to download. It's ridiculous. Anyway, I also feel that in a sense, it's not fair because consumers like you and me have purchased the game already and have beaten it and have seen everything there is to see. Yes, seeing it in virtual reality and playing it in virtual reality is a different experience, but I feel like that experience might warrant, a price cut of some magnitude. I'm not saying a lot. It could be a $40 experience instead of a $60 experience. I mean, this you're talking about games that are already either 1 to 2 years old, 3 years old in some aspects, and they're basically just re-releasing them at, a $60 price point.
Didn't they do that with The Last of Us?
I do not know how much The Last of Us Remastered was when it came out. Good question. That would be cool if they put that in VR, though. Now you mention it.
I don't think it's something just as easy as porting. I think they do have to
No, I don't think it. I don't think it is either.
So I understand why it's a $60 game. Robo Rally is a lot of fun. I think that's a $30 game, and a lot of the software isn't that expensive. And you see a lot of sales, you see free things, and it's still in its infancy. Right now, I think the Oculus Rift has 36 pages.
Wow.
Of content at like 8 or 10 per page, and that doesn't even include Steam. There's stuff on Steam that I just went, ew, who developed these things? Because that is a problem.
Nice.
So the worst game, I do have to say, the worst game that I found for VR, and it's only $2.99, but I still won't pick it up for that price, is a game called Sperm Nation.
Yeah, Philosophy was telling you to pick it up, wasn't he?
Somebody was. It might have been, well, we were having a discussion with Troy about it. I said he should buy it, and somebody else said you should buy it. I think it was Frosty who told me I should buy it. That's who it was. Because you're literally shooting sperm inside a woman's...
You could say vagina.
Vagina.
It's a technical term. We're all adults here on this show.
It is a technical term. So it's... I was like, I don't want to be all up in there. Yes.
Literally. So what are your thoughts on VR as a whole? Like, do you think that it's going to take off, or do you think that it's doomed? Do you think it's too late to revive it, or do you think that it's not too late? What are your thoughts, Kali?
I really think that it will take off. I think it's going to take off, especially the Oculus, because the Oculus has the backing of Facebook, and they really want that to succeed.
I can see that. There's money there. They're definitely putting money behind Oculus, and because they're such a big organization, and they can afford to cut costs where they need to cut costs. Like, if they need to drop the price, they can. They're not like Sony, where Sony can't just cut the price. They don't have that kind of... They can't be like, we're just going to make it $100 cheaper, just because...
I know, and the...
They don't do that.
Vive has the backing of Steam, and right there, that's a whole big thing.
Which I think would be weird, because, like, I would think that because Vive is Steam, that they wouldn't let Oculus be used, but, I mean, they're not going to be stupid and not, you know, let... They're not going to turn away money. Steam's not dumb.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but there are Oculus and Vive exclusives that you can't get on each other headset, but...
Well, yeah, that makes sense. That's like Sony and Microsoft or Nintendo. I mean, there's always going to be exclusives.
Exactly, but being a computer, apparently people have figured out how to make your headset look like a Vive to the Vive store so you can play those games.
There you go.
Which is kind of cool.
There's always some workaround.
Did you see the exclusive game coming to Oculus, which I'm very, very excited about and will probably be getting?
No.
Marvel is putting out a virtual reality Marvel game, and they show, you can go look up the trailer, they have the Hulk where you take your controllers and you go Hulk smash, you actually get the Hulk smash.
See, like, this is where, like, I start thinking about, like, the Wii again. You're using your hands to smash, like, people can't see it at home, but she's obviously, like, picking up her hands and smashing things because she's Hulk smashing in virtual reality. So, like, it just brings me back to, like, the Wii. Like, it's like Wii was, like, the stepping stone for virtual reality. It's kind of funny. In a way.
The trailers look really amazing. So
do they?
They do. They kind of look really... Like, you can play Rocket Raccoon with the two guns.
I'm not going to say I'll never buy a VR, but I'm... No, pretty much. I'll say it on record. I'm never buying a VR headset. It's not going to happen.
What I was going to say is you probably don't want to buy a PlayStation VR because, again, they are behind the times. Lucky's Tale is already out. I'm getting it for free. And you guys...
Well, they'll always be behind the times as a PC, though. That's not saying anything that we don't
know.
No, but
do we have any developers, first-party developers, developing for the PlayStation VR? I mean, truly developing for it.
If they are, it's only those indie games that we saw at E3.
Exactly. That's what I mean behind the times. They have to go out and they have to get developers to put it on their platform, and I don't know what Sony's policies are.
If no one buys the VR, why is anybody going to make games for it? They keep saying that it sold well and you can't find them in stores, but every store I walk into has a PSVR, like, just sitting there.
It's not like we're in an area that's out in the middle of nowhere.
No.
We're in the New York-Jersey area. This is the area where you can't find a Switch. You can't just walk in and be like, oh, look, I was looking for that.
I did walk in a store the other day and find a Switch, though, and I should have bought one, and I regret it.
Why didn't you buy one? We've been through this.
I know. It'll happen. I think I'm going to think that... Honestly, I mean, this is off topic, but we'll get off topic for a second. I really think that WWE 2K18 coming to the Switch is probably, like, the nail in the coffin. Like, that's going to make me buy a Switch, because I play that game more than I play any other game every year. So, I'm probably going to wind up buying a Switch just to play WWE, because I can play it anywhere I go. So, it's pretty awesome. But getting back to VR.
Yeah, Yeah, so I think it's in its infancy, and I think supporting it on the PC side right now is a better option because you're going to have more games.
Okay, but do you think that the PC audience... I mean, the PC audience can maintain it, and it'll survive in the PC realm, but will it exist next console cycle?
I think it will for the PC. I don't know if it will be for the consoles.
No.
I'm interested in seeing, though, the Xbox One S, because Microsoft is a big component of the Vive. So, if you go into the Microsoft stores, you can go take a demo of the Vive.
That's cool. Now, they don't have anything exclusive, right? As of right now, they don't have any VR games, correct?
No, they're putting their money in AR.
What? The dead technology of AR?
Yes, they're putting their...
Are they going to send you AR cards like Nintendo?
No, theirs is actually full room scaled AR.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen the HoloLens.
I've seen the HoloLens.
That's what the HoloLens is. And me and my husband were having this discussion because I'm like, you got to try VR. And he's like, no, I'd be more interested in AR. And I'm like, what?
No. He wants Conker to dance around on his table.
Right?
what the hell? I mean, that'd be pretty cool. Okay, so AR would be pretty cool if, say, Nintendo did it. And you opened up your Switch. And you could literally project the Fire Emblem battle onto your kitchen table, and you could literally play it that way. How cool would that be?
Would be really cool, and we would all probably be done. I don't know if we'd have a podcast.
My life would be over. My life would be over, and nothing would go on my kitchen table ever again.
Right?
Because it would be too busy being a battlefield.
Exactly. So, I mean,
I think that it won't make it to next console cycle. Only because I see the way Sony does things. Look at the Move. Look at everything else that's failed. The camera. The camera only exists now to service, PSVR.
Can't you use it to run Twitch?
Well, yeah, but it's, ridiculous. The camera's a joke. The camera was a joke. It was oh, look, you can buy Eye of the Beholders and play this card game. It's really cool. No, it's not. No one plays that. And then they were oh, we're going to put out this thing called the Move, and you get these wands, and it's like the Wii, but it's not. It's not the Wii. And that failed. But they're like, oh, but guess what? You know those wands you bought? Yeah, you can use those on this VR headset. But guess what? We pulled them all out of stores, so now you got to pay $80 to get a set of them, or however much it is. It's ridiculous.
You should totally come over one day and try the Oculus to see if it would change your mind.
I might have to. But like I said, I don't think it'll change my mind. I mean... I'm pretty set in stone. I like gaming the way I like gaming. I like to sit on a couch, and I like to play with a controller. Even the Wii, I had a little bit of issues with using the Wii remote and the nunchuck. Kind of bothered me, and even the gamepad at times bothered me, but the coolest thing about the gamepad was I could take it, and I could play on the couch with it. I mean, it would be nice if I could go to my toilet and play on it, but that's what the Switch is for. So the Switch is oh, man, the guy in development was okay, well... I can't take my Wii U gamepad to the crapper. Guess I gotta make a new one that's more high-powered, that actually has the whole console inside the gamepad.
Do you know a lot of the games on the Oculus Rift does use a regular controller? The Oculus Rift for $390.
Well, yeah, I know that. I know that most of the games use a standard controller. I'm not keen on not being able to be, on my couch, either listening to a podcast or doing something else while I'm playing a game. I don't know. It's too much immersion for me.
Because you know what the Oculus Rift comes with, right?
A headset,
camera, and guess what kind of controller?
Steam controller?
No.
No, what's it come with?
The Xbox One controller.
Oh, well. Another reason not to buy it.
Hey, I like that. You know what? My PS4 crapped out the other day, and that's never happened with my Xbox One.
The system or the controller?
The system. Couldn't get it to turn on. Could not get it to turn on.
What happened?
I don't know. We had to unplug it for 30 seconds to a minute. I had to move it to a different strip. We played around. Finally, I got it to come back on. I was like, oh, thank God.
Whoa, that's not good. We can go into stories now. I'll tell you a story that happened to me when I bought all my games the other night. I tried to download a game, and my daughter hit the power switch while I was downloading. Put the big black X over the downloads, and it wouldn't let me download them. So I tried everything except the most obvious thing, which would be to just go click on the X and click cancel download. So let's explain to our viewers, I'll explain to them, what I basically did before I did the most obvious thing. I sat there and complained. I called Sony. I did a tech support chat twice because the first time it didn't fix anything. And the second time I was like, all right, they gave me a refund. And then I rebought the same games and then it happened again. And then I literally just went into the download, clicked it, and hit cancel, re-download, and it downloaded. Which brings me to another thing. You can't cancel a download on the website if it's already downloading on the console. Because it'll say it's already downloading. Which I didn't know that. So I don't know if anybody else has had that problem at home. But like,
kind of makes sense.
It's not the first problem I've run into with buying a PSN game like digitally. Like I had a problem when I bought Friday the 13th where it said I didn't own the game. And I purchased it and it was in my library. Like I could literally see it in my library, but it said I didn't own it. So I had to restore my license and... And then it worked, and I was like, this is a really annoying thing to have to go through every time I buy a game digitally. But
well, here's the thing. Do you know how long I've had my PS4?
Since launch?
3 months.
You've only had a PS4 for 3 months?
No, I had a PS4 for the past 3 months. I switched consoles in April.
Oh, that's right. You bought a Pro, right?
After 3 months, I couldn't turn my PS4 Pro on.
So your 4 Pro... is having problems at 3 months?
Yes.
When your regular PS4... First of all, this Pro is a problem. Let's talk about this right now. This Pro is crapped out on you. It cost you a platinum. This Pro's on the shit list. Yes. Like, seriously. This Pro is not good. I think you need to switch back to the regular one. Like, you need to go back. Pro is not for you. There's problems there.
Well, I guess we better wrap this up. Give our users a little break. Thank you for joining us. If you want to get in touch with us, we actually have we have an email now. It's gamestuff@provengamer.com.
Whoa, it's official.
What's that?
I said, whoa, it's official. We got an email address.
We also have forums. You can go to provengamer.com, read all the articles, and come to our forums and talk to us. Give us your 2 cents. Do you think VR is actually going to take off? What do you think about the PSVR? Are you still playing your PSVR? Let us know. Also, if you want to help out the site, come to provengamer.com, then click on the Amazon link.
Click on the Amazon link.
And do all your shopping. It doesn't cost you any money, and it helps out the site.
Nice.
If you'd like to check out our other shows, we have Trophy Whores, our flagship podcast. We have Nintendo Dual Screens, which is a great Nintendo show. Find out what's being put out. That's the one thing about the show is they tell you what the new software is.
Dude, shout out to Steve and Andy. They're doing a great job on that show. Good job, boys.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Nintendo doesn't even tell us what they're putting out.
You're more on top of it than Nintendo is.
You can also check out the Smart Marks for those wrestling fans.
I'm a wrestling fan. Yeah, go Sasha Banks!
Now, we want to give a special shout out to Isaac Segway.
Isaac Sago. He does the logo for the site, and he does the logo for all the images for our show. And you can check him out on his website, which I don't have the link to.
It is isaacsagoa.carbonmade.com. That's isaacsagoeiii.carbonmade.com. Go check him out. Also, our introductory song is by a great band called Take Away the Ugly. The song we use is Don't Panic. You can find them on Bandcamp. Go check them out. Go listen. Give them a holler. Tell them we sent you. Anything else to add there, Joe?
No, it was a pleasure doing the podcast with you today, as always. Phil, feel better. Thank you to Tricky for letting us do this. Thank you to Proven Gamer for hosting this. Thank you for Trophy Whores, because without that show, I don't think anybody would be doing podcasts on Proven Gamer. I mean, they pretty much held, you know...
Plus, we would never met each other.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this show wouldn't be possible without that show. So, thank you, guys. I mean, thank you, seriously.
And where can we find you at?
You can find me at... On PSN, you can find me at Mr. That's capital M-R, capital T, M-N-T, 84. That's on PSN. I do not give out my Twitter because I don't want it cluttered. And you can find me, that's it. I'm not going to give anything else out.
You can find me on Twitter at K A LAI, the number 21. Come feel free to have conversations with me. You can find me on the PlayStation Network at MAILE 1978. You can find me on the Xbox One system at MAILE, the number 21. You can get in touch with us through the forums. So, thanks for hanging, guys, and you have a good week.
Have a week.